Can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question. We're having a problem with our toilet.
You're a resident here?
Yes, uh-huh.
What apartment number?
14.
Oh, Erica?
Uh-huh, yep, that's me.
Okay, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with the commode?
Oh, it's just I've been dumping a lot of dirt into it. Just lots of dirt, and I guess the dirt may have stopped it up, possibly.
Why are you dumping dirt in the toilet?
We've been digging a tunnel underneath the floor, and we're trying to make a kind of a basement room, but we've been bringing up a lot of dirt from the tunnel, and you know, we don't have a wheelbarrow or anything, so we've just been putting it in the toilet.
But you can't put dirt in our toilet.
Well, apparently, yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm not positive that's the actual problem, but we've been dumping a lot of dirt in there for the past 4 months.
What?
You know, just because to get rid of the dirt.
Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, of course not. I just we didn't have anywhere else to put it. Like, you know, I don't know how to get it all out to the dumpster. So we were just putting into the toilet.
Is this from dirt from your job?
Oh, no, dirt from, we're digging a tunnel underneath the apartment, underneath our unit. We've built a staircase that goes down into a basement area, and we've removed about 1,000 cubic feet of dirt so far.
I don't think you're a resident of mine here building a tunnel.
Why is that?
Because Erica would know better.
What? No, she...
Is Erica your girlfriend?
Yeah. It's just we've been doing this for like 4 months. It was my idea, but she's all for it because we're going to end up with more living space. You know, we'll have more square footage in our apartment.
You need to have Erica call me.
Oh, how come? I think she's at work. I think she's at work right now.
Okay, when she gets home, have her call me.
Okay, well, do you know how we can fix this toilet? Should I just take the toilet off of the floor and wash it out?
No.
With something?
No. Let me get hold of my maintenance guy.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
You're listening to The Snowplow Show here on Frank Cormation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks for loco with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. The LA for the win.
Hey everyone, you are listening to The Snowplow Show for April 30th, 2018. This is episode 461. It's brought to you by Nagler, who is a supporter on the Patreon. Thanks, Nagler. Also, thanks to the new people who have joined Patreon, such as Mike W. and Austin E. And that's it, I guess, for now. That's not nearly enough people joining the Patreon. So if you're not on the Patreon, go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up so I have more names to read at the beginning. Announcements today, as usual, involve coins. You have exactly 43 hours to support the Clownsec coin. Don Fickles from Clownsec, he's the one that designed the Snowplow Show coin and the PLA coin this year, so you owe him. Go over there and support his Kickstarter. Get another coin for your collection, the Chinese government coin. I'll have a link for that in the show notes. And maybe that's the only announcement. I don't really have any announcements about the PLA coin. All I know is that it's out somewhere on a truck right now, and it's going to be like the Snowplow Show coins are going to be at my house today. They're going to get here today. It looks like the last update was from Portland. That's about an hour north of me. And that was at 9-something this morning. They promised that they will be delivered today before the end of the day, whenever that is. And it's just going to be the Snowplow Show coins. I thought it was going to be all of the coins. But then I got another email today that tells me that the PLA coins are being shipped out from China just today. So they're going to be here on Friday. So it's all coming together, you guys. Snowplow Show coins today. PLA coins on Friday. Probably I will get the lapel pins next week is my guess. They told me 4 to 5 weeks, and I think next week will be 4 weeks or 5 weeks. I can't remember, but let's just hope we get those lapel pins next week because everything else has arrived. I got the Snowplow Show stickers today. I put a picture of those on the Twitter and on my Facebook. And yesterday I spent all day doing envelopes for the PLA coins. because I still had to sort through Kickstarter versus Patreon people and figure out the overlap between two and address the rest of the envelopes. And that's all done. It's completely done. Everything is ready to go. All that's left is for the coins and the lapel pins to arrive. I wanted to do a show last night, by the way. People in the Discord were asking me to do a show. I wanted to, but, like, you know, I spent like 8 hours doing all that shit yesterday. Tediously putting in the email address from Kickstarter into the search field on Patreon and seeing if I could find any matches, because I stupidly forgot to ask on the survey things on Kickstarter what your Patreon name was, or email, or if you're a Patreon, or whatever. Not to complain, but holy crap, that sucked. I won't forget to do that next year. But yeah, I just didn't feel like doing a show, so I played a bunch of GTA instead and went to bed. But I am excited. Snowplow Show coins today. They could get here before I finish recording this episode. Keep an eye on the Twitter and the Facebook. I'm sure I will post pictures. Maybe I'll put an update on the Kickstarter page. If you haven't got a coin yet, be sure to go over to phonelosers.com/coins. And get some coins. Okay, let's get started with today's show.
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. If we don't make the first cases of the first they will lose the account.
If your long distance sounds bad, get 30 free minutes of crystal clear fiber optic long distance. Call Sprint now and switch.
Good afternoon.
Hey there. I'm a tenant, and I just have a question.
Okay.
About my toilet, it seems to be clogged up right now, like it won't flush.
What unit are you in?
I'm in 62.
Number what?
62.
62?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, and you're the tenant?
Yeah.
Or are you calling for the tenant?
I'm one of the tenants.
In number 62?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, wrong password. Okay, well, the tenant that lives there is a woman. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I'm her roommate.
No, she doesn't have a roommate.
Yes, she does. I sleep on the couch.
Are you sure you're calling the right place?
Yeah, on...
Okay. And your toilet is clogged.
Yeah, I filled it with Skittles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You filled it with Skittles?
I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush, and I like in every video I flush like a different ridiculous thing down the toilet, and usually it goes just fine, but this time, like, you know, part of them went down, but eventually they just stopped flushing, so like I would say like half the toilet is still filled with Skittles, but it keeps going onto the floor. Like, see, I'm flushing it right now, and it's just going all over the floor.
There's water going all over the floor?
Yeah, every time I flush. Every time I hit the flush.
Okay, I will send somebody over.
Okay, let me do it again.
Could you stop flushing the toilet? I'll send somebody over.
But, like, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, that our toilet doesn't even, it can't even handle this. It should be able to do this.
I will send somebody over there. Thank you.
How long is it going to take? Because I keep flushing and it just keeps doing the thing. It keeps going all over the floor.
I will send somebody over right now.
Okay, because, I mean, the water is just, like, it's really, like, I put towels down, but I think it's leaking.
Okay.
Like, into the unit next door. It's going through the walls.
Okay, I'll send somebody over.
I just keep flushing, and the Skittles will not go down.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do. Crap. So I put a new sound effect on my soundboard here of a toilet flushing. I just set that up right before that call, and I accidentally checked the box that made it looped, so that's why it kept flushing over and over and over and wouldn't stop. I had it on loop mode. I just now turned it off. Anyway, someone named Joey on the Facebook group posted a link to some YouTube videos, this channel on YouTube, and they just flush weird shit down the toilets, and they titled this series called Will It Flush? The YouTube channel is called Weird Stuff. But they have them flushing all kinds of crazy things, like Sprite and Mentos and pizza, a kid's fire truck cake, fruit by the foot, mini surprise eggs, Crayola chalk, neon pink slime, polished aluminum foil ball that's as big as the bowl. How would that flush? Come on. Sprinkles donuts, toy cars, Play-Doh, blue Play-Doh, Twizzler bites, And there's Skittles in here, real food versus squishy food. And this guy is just flushing this in what looks like his own bathroom. Oreos cereal, jelly beans, chocolate Easter eggs, unicorn cereal, a roll of toilet paper, popsicles. I only watched a couple of these videos and they were, I don't know, they're about what you would expect. He's flushing weird shit down the toilet. And I watched the pink slime one and he kept sticking his hand in the toilet into the water. Ew, gross. But it looks like he has hundreds of videos of him flushing weird shit down the toilets. And I just thought that was the best idea ever. You know, I'm always flushing weird shit down the toilets on my apartment calls. But I never thought of saying it was for a YouTube channel. Usually it's just because I have way too much sand in my apartment. Or I broke up with my girlfriend and I'm flushing all her shit down the toilet. But this will be the best excuse ever because I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? Thanks for the idea, Joey. I'm using an apartment list from Apocalypse. He sent this to me on April 1st. And I've already gone through it all and called all the numbers. And I've tried these several times. I don't get a lot of answers on these. So I'm trying them one last time before I finally just delete them forever. I've tried calling all of these at least once, some of them twice. That one I just called, that was, I think, the sixth number on this list, and that was the first one to pick up. I'm not saying it's a crappy list, I'm just saying I've already went through it on a previous show and got all the good ones out of there. So let's see if this next one picks up.
Hello.
Hey there, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Okay.
Do you guys have maybe a plunger I could borrow because I'm having problems with the toilet.
Okay, where are you living?
Oh, I'm in apartment number 3.
At what building?
Building number 4.
Number 3?
Yep, on the first floor. Yep.
Okay, and your toilet's clogged?
Yeah, well I flushed a bunch of like pink slime down it, you know that. Like you make it out of cornstarch, that slime stuff.
Uh-huh.
I filled up the entire toilet bowl with that and tried to flush it down.
Ooh.
And it won't go down. Okay. See, I'm flushing it right now and it's...
Yeah, well don't keep flushing it if it's not going down because I don't want it to overflow.
It's overflowing. It's overflowing.
That's what I was going to say. It's overflowing.
I know. It keeps... Like every time I flush it, like, see, watch.
Yeah. Don't keep flushing it if it's going to overflow.
Oh, it's too late. I mean, it's overflowing everywhere. It's just...
Okay, stop flushing it, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send Phil over right away, okay?
Okay. Does he have something to extract the pink slime from it?
I don't know. Why would you put that in the toilet?
Oh, I run a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? And basically, I just sit in here all day and just flush weird stuff down the toilet. Like I've flushed like action figures and silly string and bitcoins.
Like, you're serious about that?
Yep. I've flushed ping pong balls.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You're going to ruin the plumbing system there.
Oh no, it's fine. Usually everything goes down just fine. I've had like a minimal.
Usually, but no, that's not something we would really prefer.
Yeah, I know. But
what is your first name again?
It's for my YouTube channel. I have like over 200,000 subscribers.
That's awesome.
It's not like I can stop. You know, I get advertising money and all that stuff.
What is your first name again?
Roy.
Roy, and what's your last name?
Jurbel. Last week I did gummy bears.
Okay, Roy.
Yeah.
How do you spell your last name?
That's G-E-R B-I-L. Oh, there it goes. Overflowing again.
And where do you live?
In apartment 3.
And what's the address?
It's 7th Street.
Okay, I'll have Phil come down. What's your phone number, Roy?
It's on your caller ID. It's the...
It's not on my caller ID.
Oh, okay, it's 508-420...
I'm sorry, 4 what?
Hold on. It's overflowing. 420 and then 6969.
What is it? 420.
420.
Yeah.
6969.
Okay, I'll send Phil over there right now.
Did you hear it that time? I'm sorry. I'm really close to the toilet every time I flush it. I'm just trying to see if it'll finally go down.
If you keep
keep flushing it. And I don't have you as a tenant, so.
Oh, yeah, I just sleep on the couch. I wouldn't be in the computer.
Oh, well, okay, then you shouldn't be staying there. Who's the tenant under there?
I pay rent. I pay rent to.
Who's the tenant there?
Carol.
Carol who?
I don't know. I pay her cash.
So just randomly sleep on Carol's couch?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the problem?
Okay. All right, well, we'll send Phil down there, and if we need to, we'll have the, you know, if you're not on the leash, you shouldn't be there, so we can have the Somerville police come down with them.
What? That'd be stupid. Why would you involve the police? I stay here on the couch. I'm here completely legally. I'm her roommate. That's all.
If you're not on the leash, you're not there legally.
I am too here legally.
And I have to take another call.
I don't hear the phone ringing.
We'll send someone down.
Why don't I hear the phone ringing if you have to take another call? Like, I don't believe... Wow, this channel is flushed. Tacos down the toilet, foot-long sub sandwiches, green pancakes. What the fuck's a green pancake? Purple glitter, Chips Ahoy cookies. That's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to flush Chips Ahoy cookies down the toilet.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Place Apartments. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. I'm a tenant here, and I have a bit of a problem.
What's wrong?
The toilet's kind of stopped up. I tried to flush a bunch of Subway sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches down your toilet?
Yeah, yep, and they're...
Why would you throw them down the toilet? Why not throw them in the trash?
Oh, I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush, and I just flush a different thing down the toilet every day, and usually it goes fine, but I've been, you know... Just getting crazier and crazier with it every day, and I guess.
What apartment are you in?
Do sub sandwiches. I'm in 711.
Okay.
Like
you're in 7-Eleven.
Yes. Uh huh. Why?
What is your name?
Roy.
What's your last name?
Zerbel. See, I'm flushing it right now, and they're still not going down. And there it goes.
Because your name doesn't sound familiar.
It's overflowing.
Your name doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, I wouldn't be in the computer. I just I have a roommate here. He does the actual rent paying, and I pay him my part of the rent.
In 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Yep. Uh huh.
Yep. And what apartment are you looking for?
The apartments on.
Okay. Matsuda. And who's your roommate?
Carol.
Who?
Carol and Doug.
Carol and Doug.
Yeah, what name do you show?
Not Carol and Doug.
Oh. Okay, smartass. But which name do you show?
You're not on the lease. I can't tell you that. So that's why I'm asking you.
Like, is there any way to make it stop overflowing every time I flush? Because, like, when I flush, it starts to go down.
Is this a prank phone call?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't make a prank phone call.
In 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
It's 228.
Okay.
420-6969.
And your name is Roy Gerbel. Okay. Let me send somebody over there.
Okay. Is it going to take very long? Because every time I flush it, it just, like, more water goes under the floor. Like it.
Well, my guys are at lunch. So I would suggest that you stop flushing it.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get them to go down, and I'm still filming for the YouTube channel.
Okay.
So I'll
see if I can get somebody over there.
All right.
This
don't take forever.
Good afternoon. Landing, how can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a small problem.
Okay.
The toilet's clogged. I tried flushing a
bunch. What unit are you in?
It's 704.
Okay.
Yeah, I was flushing candy canes down the toilet, and they were going down fine at first, but then they just stopped, and now it, like, I don't know, I can't get it to flush at all. I mean, it'll flush. See, I'm flushing it.
You're in 704?
But, yep, there, now it's overflowing. Like, every time I flush it, it starts overflowing.
The tenant is Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer's my roommate.
Okay, I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, I just pay my rent to her.
Okay, and you were flushing candy canes down the toilet?
Yep, 500 candy canes, like the mini ones.
We had okay, left why over. Were you doing that?
I'm sorry, what?
Why were you doing that?
Oh, I run a YouTube channel. It's called Will It Flush, and every episode I flush something different down the toilet, just, you know, something crazy. And it gets lots of views on YouTube.
Oh.
So I was doing candy canes today. Like 500 candy canes. We got them on clearance after Christmas. Last Christmas. And
well,
they were still in the wrappers.
You're probably going to have issues all the time, because I don't think candy canes are supposed to be flushed down the toilet.
But yeah, well, that's the point of the YouTube channel. Like, I flushed crazy things. I flushed like Twizzlers. I flushed tons of Play-Doh. Concrete. I've like poured bags of concrete into the toilet and flushed those down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me tell you this here. We have a lift station. So the stuff that we have a lift station here on property. So when you flush things down the toilet, it clogs the lift station. So it causes the residents not to be able to flush things down the toilet.
Yeah. Well, nobody's,
like, it will stop.
Nobody's complained yet, have they?
Well, actually, this morning we had about 40 people that couldn't flush the toilet.
Nuh-uh. Come on. You're just making that up.
I swear to God, I'm not lying to you.
Oh, it could have something to do with the candy canes. But, I mean, I flushed a lot of, like, I did gummy worms last week. I flushed a slinky, you know, those metal, a slinky.
Oh, my gosh. Are you messing with me? Tell me you're messing with me.
No, I wouldn't mess with you about this. It's just for my YouTube channel, that's all. I have over 200,000 subscribers on it, so I have to, you know, I have to get crazier with each one. I flushed a roll of toilet paper, popsicles.
Wow.
Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Doritos.
Yeah, what's going to happen is
Bitcoins.
When I report this to the property manager, she's going to be very upset. And the next time that the lift station goes down, you're probably going to have to pay about $6,000.
Well, no, I don't think so, because it could be anyone. Like, it's not necessarily my fault. This is the first time I've had
problems. But you're telling me what you're flushing down the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've just, like, you should see the YouTube channel. Like, just search for Will It Flush on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do this.
Like, I filled up, like, last month, I filled up the entire, this is, like, my most popular video, 2.3 million views. I filled up the entire bowl with M&Ms and flushed them all down the toilet.
I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe this.
Yep.
How long have you been there?
I don't know, 6 or 7 months now.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, it's still overflowing. Like, whenever I flush it, the water just goes all over the floor.
Okay, yeah, don't flush it anymore. I'm going to have the maintenance come over there and fix it for you. Just don't touch it. It's up there.
Yep, still going over. Overflowing.
Is it upstairs?
Yeah, and it's like it's going, it's probably going downstairs. It's going through the walls. See? Yep.
Okay, don't flush it anymore. Don't flush it.
Well, I'm trying to get the candy canes to go down.
Yeah, but I'm going to send maintenance over there to do it. Like, don't touch it.
But every time I flush it, some of the candy canes go down. Like, see what? See some of them.
You keep flushing it.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it to go down. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to send maintenance over there to fix it, okay?
Okay. How long is that going to take?
I'm going to send them now, like right now.
Do you have a list of things I'm not supposed to flush, like specific things?
Like anything but toilet paper. Like, toilet paper is the only thing. Not flushable wipes, nothing but toilet paper.
I'm going to flush expanding foam tomorrow for the channel. It's like a live event.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've already planned it in advance.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, you know what I mean? Like, because we have a lift station, the only thing that's supposed to be flushed is toilet paper.
Like, really? Because what happens is,
no poop?
It, all the things that you flush are going to the lift station, and it's not grinding it down. So the lift station grinds it down, and it goes to the sewage to the street. But I'm sure that stuff is not being grind down, because it won't even grind down, like, flushable, the wipes that say that they're flushable, it won't even grind that down. So I know that the stuff that you're flushing is not being grind down.
Well, it sounds like it's a shitty...
And it's causing the lift station to have trouble.
It sounds like a shitty lift station. Like, can't you guys upgrade it?
Well, we do what we work for, and we do what tells us to do.
Yeah.
And what we try to do is educate the residents to not flush things down the toilet. That's what we do.
Like, so we can't even
so
put
poop?
So if
you're just flushing what should be flushed down the toilet, it wouldn't be an issue.
Like, but just, who flushes just toilet paper? Like, I flush poop down the
regular
toilet.
People. Like, no, just me. Like, me, I'm 31 years old, just only flush down toilet paper, like, ever in life.
You don't...
Probably, like, when I was two, I flushed down something down the toilet.
You don't poop?
Like, toilet paper only.
You don't poop in the toilet? Where do you go? Like, do you go to the store or something?
I mean, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, feces and pee, yes.
Okay.
Like, regular
yeah,
stuff.
You said
but
toilet
not
paper.
Like,
you said just toilet paper. Thought that was weird.
Well, I'm saying, like, I wipe my butt and I flush the toilet, you know what I mean? But I don't put anything else in the toilet. Feces and pee, like, that's it.
Do you wipe front to back
and toilet
first?
Paper.
Do you wipe front to back or back to
front? I don't
flush
tampons down the toilet. I don't, like, do stuff like that.
Oh, no, that's what the, well, that's what it's for. Like, to flush things.
No, no, it's not.
No, we like, I've always...
Even if it says it's flushable, it's probably not. And I know that because I'm educated from the lift station.
I always just flush stuff, like, even before I did this YouTube
like
channel.
Like, condoms are not supposed to be flushed down the toilet,
ooh,
and, like,
oops.
People put socks and shirts and, like you said, toilet paper and Cokes and that stuff is not supposed to be flushed down the toilet.
My friend Carlito, he flushed a bed sheet down the toilet, and it worked just fine. Like, an entire bed sheet and a pillow.
Oh, my God.
Yep, when he was in a hotel. So it was okay, because it's just a hotel.
Yeah, it will. It probably caused the hotel issues, but...
Yeah, I don't know, because it worked fine after that.
You ought to see my face.
Why? What's wrong with your face?
I'm, like, shocked.
About what?
I'm in shock.
Because of what I'm flushing?
Of what you... Yes.
Because I've flushed, like, I don't know, I've flushed, like, I flushed, like, an entire bowl of Jell-O. Like, I mixed up a thing of Jell-O in the toilet and flushed it down. Because that's okay, because, like, most of the stuff I flush down, it's like,
I mean, yeah, that probably will go down, because that's probably, like, feces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it's less you know, it's much mushier than feces. But,
right,
but like,
right.
Then I, when I was at, I was flushing, like, action figures, and that probably...
Yeah, the action figures is probably not good.
Yeah, but I've been doing this for months, like months and months, and you guys haven't had any problems.
Yeah, but we have lift station. We have problems with the lift station every single month. Like, I can show you bills. Like, you can come in this office, and I will pull bills where we pay $5,000 to $10,000 a month because things are being flushed to the lift station that are not supposed to be flushed.
Well, why don't you just get a better
like
one
every single
like,
month?
Just get a better one. Like, buy a
well.
You know,
that's
one
not
that
going to happen.
Grinds up better.
What we have to do is educate the residents to not do it.
Why not? Why not? Why not just get rid of the lift station and just, you know, let
because
the city
we
deal
don't
with
have
it.
The. This is the thing. That lift station is like $100,000.
Yeah,
we're on a budget. We're on a monthly budget. Like, I can't say, well, we can replace it. Like, we have to do what's told to us.
But
you know what I mean? Like, we can't just say that. We can't say, oh, we have an unauthorized resident that's living with Jennifer Coleman that is flushing things down the toilet, and because he has a YouTube channel, he wants us to upgrade the lift station. No, that doesn't work like that.
Tell them I get like 2 million views on some of these things.
Yeah. Your views and the lift station is like two different things.
I know, but like, you
yeah,
know,
you,
I'm just saying, you know, like, it's not like I can stop, because if I stop, my views are going to go down and I won't make as much money.
Well, what's
going to
happen is I'm going to call Jennifer and I'm going to tell her about this enlightening conversation that we had about her unauthorized occupant that's there.
Because
you're not on the lease.
Flushing things down the toilet.
Flushing things down the toilet.
Yep.
Yes.
Like Cheetos? Cheetos cheese balls?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that Cheetos and cheese balls would be appropriate to flush down the toilet.
No, I think it's fine because those are easy to crush. I did like 30 bags of those for one like a live stream event.
Yeah, but you did 30 bags. Like, you didn't just do like a regular, like...
The family,
you know,
family size
something.
Bags.
You did 30 bags.
Yeah, the family size one. I flushed an entire Subway foot long, but like several of them.
Oh my God.
Like, I ate one and then I flushed the rest. I flushed like six of them.
Right.
6 foot long. 60 feet of subs.
Oh, my God. Does she know what you do?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I pay my rent. So she's okay with it because that's how I pay my rent.
Okay. Well, I think after we talk, she's not going to be okay with that.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Like, I guess I could just rent a hotel room every day and do my flushing there.
Yeah, I would. That would, you know, that would be a good idea.
I mean, I make enough money off of this YouTube channel, so I guess it's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you would do that, that would help us a lot. And please don't flush the toilet anymore. I'm going to send maintenance over there, and I guess we'll get you back up and running.
Okay, yeah. Could you tell them to hurry? Because, you know, like, I've got, like, I'm doing coffee grinds on Thursday.
Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tell Jennifer I said hello. I'm just scrolling through the channel and looking at all this stuff that they flush down the toilet. It's crazy. Like a box of Cheez-It crackers, rainbow ice cream, maple syrup. I think I'm going to do maple syrup next.
Thank you for choosing Apartments. This is Alicia. How may I help you?
Hey, Alicia. I'm a tenant here, and I'm having a problem with the toilet.
You're a tenant where?
Here at Apartments.
Okay. What apartment do you live in?
Apartment 6.
Apartment 6?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me a letter to go with that?
Sure. L.
L?
Yep. Like LOL.
Okay. L6
mm-hmm.
is not rented.
Did you say L6?
Mm-hmm. So what apartment are you in?
Okay, it's L7. I just don't want to get in trouble.
L7's not rented either.
Okay, look, can I just ask a general question about the apartments?
Certainly.
Like, I've been flushing maple syrup down the toilet for my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
Maple syrup. I've been flushing maple syrup down the toilet. I bought I bought about 15 gallons of maple syrup.
Why?
It's for a YouTube channel.
Why?
I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush? And I thought mm-hmm. it would flush because it's a liquid. You know, you'd think it's a liquid. It mm-hmm. should flush just fine. But apparently when you put it mm-hmm. all together, it kind of, I don't know, it's having a hard time
okay.
going down.
Now, let me explain something to you, because I've sent out memos saying what you can and cannot dispose of down our drain.
It didn't say anything about maple syrup.
And because we have sewer problems,
mm-hmm.
You will be billed for the plumber to come out and fix the sewer.
Yeah, I'm flushing right now, and the water just comes up over the edge. It just goes all over the
yeah,
floor.
Yeah, and I'm telling
probably
you now,
downstairs.
You are going to be billed for anything I need to do plumbing-wise in that apartment. 2, I'm fixing to send my maintenance man back there to check the unit. And if you're in there, I'm arresting you for trespassing, because, again, that unit is not rented.
I know, I'm not Thank really you. In L6 or L7. Whoa. What a grouch. Okay, let me try her right back. I need to assure her that I'm not in that unit.
Thank you for choosing me. Apartments.
Ma'am, stupid. Listen, I'm not in those units. I was just telling you that because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to tell you which one I'm really in. Like, why
would
I be
in? Well, what unit are you in?
I don't want to tell you. I was just trying to ask a general question about the toilet.
And I'm telling you, whatever unit you're in, and if the toilet is overflowing, I need to call a plumber and have it fixed, and you are going to be charged for the plumbing problem.
But it's just syrup. That's all it is. It's just syrup.
Huh?
It should go down. Like, if I let it sit overnight, and maybe if I flush it a bunch in the morning.
No, it's not going to go down.
I have, like,
that's what I'm telling
three
you.
More
I
bottles.
I need to have a plumber come out.
Yeah, I have, like, 3 more bottles I need to pour in there, though.
No, don't pour any more in my toilet. What unit are you in?
It's for YouTube, though. I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush?
I don't care if it's for YouTube. I'm telling you, what unit are you in? If I have to go door-to-door today, I will go door-to-door to every one of my units that are rented until I find the one with the overflowing toilet.
Well, you don't need to be grouchy.
And then I will evict whoever is on that lease. So you may really want to tell me right now what unit you are in.
Well, like, no, if you're going to yell at me like this, I definitely don't want to tell you.
I'll go door-to-door and check everyone in my apartment.
I'm going to keep flushing. Like, I'm going to flush over and over, and maybe it'll be gone by the time you get here. Ma'am? All right, I guess she hung up. That lady does just not get it. It's for YouTube. You got to up the ante on YouTube, or you'll lose subscribers. That's how it works. It's like she doesn't understand how life works. And damn it, that was the last one on Apocalypse's list. I don't have any more apartments. Let's look through my email here, see if I have any other submitted apartment numbers. Oh, here we go. College apartments. But it's a very lazy list because they didn't give me the names of the apartment buildings or addresses or anything. It's just a big list of phone numbers. But that's okay. I think this could work. This is from Frank. Thank you, Frank. He says, apartments mostly filled with college students. People start moving out of these places in mid-May when the spring semester ends. New people start moving in August. You know, college is expensive, and I think the way to pay for college would be to have a YouTube channel called Will It Flush. Makes sense to me.
Apartment.
Hey there. I'm a tenant, and I just have a general question about the toilets here.
Sure.
I was wondering, like, I've been flushing tacos down the toilet, like, in the wrappers, like, directly from Taco Bell, like, over 50 of them. And it was going fine at first, but now it's just, like, it won't flush anymore. Like,
flush a taco down the toilet?
Like, see, I'm flushing right now, and it just, like, it overflows. The water's going over the edge, all over the floor.
Well, stop trying to flush it.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get them to go down.
Well, stop trying to get them to go down.
Okay, well, I still have, like, over a dozen left. Like, most of them
Well, don't try to put any more down the toilet. That's not what the toilet's for.
Okay, well,
especially if it's in a wrapper.
Yeah, well, no, it should be able to handle the paper. It's just paper. It's like toilet paper, right?
No, because it's covering something solid and keeping it intact.
It's not that solid. They're just like the basic taco. They're soft tacos.
Well, it's still not something I would put down the toilet. I mean, that's what the trash is for.
Yeah, well, I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush, and every day I flush like a different crazy thing down the toilet, and I get a lot of views on the channel. So
which apartment are you in?
That's what this is for. I'm just...
Which apartment are you in?
Well, do I have to tell you?
Yeah.
This is just a general...
If you've got water overflowing and on the floor, I think we need to know about it.
Well, no, this happens all the time. I always run into this issue. It's just usually I'm able to, you know, I just keep flushing. Like, let me try it again. Hold on.
Stop flushing it.
No, it's still overflowing. It's still going over the lid.
Stop flushing the toilet. Who are you?
This is Roy. But I just do a
Roy
YouTube...
Roy who?
Roy's your bell. I do a YouTube channel called Will It Flush. Like, if you look it up on YouTube, it's a really popular channel.
And okay, you're messing with me, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I think you would. What's your full name?
Roy Gerbel.
Yeah, you're not one of our tenants.
No, I wouldn't be on the lease. I wouldn't be in the computer. I'm a roommate here.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
Okay, forget it. It doesn't matter. I thought you could help me, but I guess you don't have any advice about this? Other than to not...
Well, my first and foremost advice is quit flushing things like that down the toilet.
Now, I've been doing this for months, though. I've been doing this like...
I don't care what you've done in the past. Stop doing it.
Because I have like over a dozen tacos still, and like...
Don't put them down the toilet.
This isn't the worst thing I've flushed.
I don't care. I don't care what you've done in the past. Stop flushing non-poop down the toilet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just...
I think you are.
It's for my YouTube channel, though. It's just like, you know...
But if it's overflowing, it means stop flushing the toilet. We need to know which apartment to go to unclog the toilet.
Okay. I think I can handle it. Like, I have a plunger and everything. I
think we still need to know which apartment.
No, this is, like, this happens all the time. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I was just hoping you might have some advice.
Yeah, it's that big a deal.
Okay, I was just hoping...
If it's overflowing on a daily basis, this is a big deal.
Okay, because, I mean, I yesterday I flushed Cheez-It crackers down the toilet. I've done, like, Happy Meals. I got sponsored once. I got a sponsorship. I flushed, like, a Fanta orange soda.
Yeah, but you don't have a lease with us, and you don't need to be doing that to our plumbing.
Okay, well, I don't think it hurts the plumbing. They're soft tacos. Because, like, I mean, I did, like, gum.
I don't think that's a call. If the toilet has been overflowing, you're obviously overworking it.
I don't know. It's like I did gumballs like a couple months ago. I did like I filled up the entire
okay,
bowl.
Okay, bye bye.
All right, just hang up on me. Whatever, man. I'm gonna watch this gumball video. He filled up the entire bowl with gumballs. I've got to see how this one ends. And of course, he's reaching his hand into the toilet and pulling out gumballs and. Pouring them into the toilet. He fills up the entire toilet like it goes all the way to the top. I wonder if he's a renter. Now he's stirring it up. There they go. They're going down the toilet. Here's one where he flushes M&Ms down the toilet. Like a giant container of M&Ms. And he sticks his hand in it. Puts his hand in the toilet. I'm pretty sure this is a real toilet. Like, there's a bathroom floor and a sink and everything. It's a very clean-looking toilet, but still. Ugh. And there it goes. Can't even see the M&Ms down the toilet because the water is so discolored from all the M&Ms. Oh, look at that. It didn't flush. Oh, he's got sound effects of... people booing when things don't flush properly. What a hilarious channel. Okay, so I'm gonna quit doing this. I'm done. Like, I want to do more of this, though. Like, I want to do a live show of this because I'm sure the chat room could come up with some really wacky things for me to flush down the toilet. But I've been doing this for over an hour now, and I try to keep my shows close to an hour. I'm having fun with this. I want to just do this for hours and hours. I want to do this all day. But no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to save that for a live show. Maybe I'll do a 3-hour live show where I just flush things down the toilet. It's got to happen. I don't think I used Daniel's joke from the Facebook group. Daniel posted that it's just like Will It Blend, but more shitty. Get it? And Adam wanted me to flush a bag of Quikrete down the toilet. You know, concrete. I said that I did that to that one lady, but not today. That wasn't the thing I was currently flushing. So once again, thank you, Joey. For posting images of weird things being flushed down the toilet. Thank you, Apocalypse, as always, for the giant list of apartment numbers from about a month ago that I finally finished up. And thank you, Frank, for sending all of these college apartment numbers with no names and no addresses on them. I only called up maybe 4 or 5 of them today, so I've got the entire list still. I will definitely come back to those and call them again. They'll be perfect for a live show of Will It Flush?
Brad, it's not Brad.
Hey, not Brad.
I'm drinking some beers, and I decided to call in, because everyone's calling in when they're drinking, to just tell you how amazing you are. And,
yeah, it's the beer talking.
So funny, dude.
I'm not really that amazing.
And, man, your editing just the best.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to
some top-notch editing.
You Yinglings.
Give me some Yinglings.
I'm just fucking with you, Brad. Bring back the Snowplow Show and keep up the good work. All right. Okay. Play some weed. All right. Bye-bye.
Play some weed? What? Play some weed? The fuck does that mean?
Bradley, I love to listen to your Mixler stream. I'll wait till we actually meet. Then I'll have you some of my cactus tree. Love, Zion Wolf. Aww. Bye.
Thanks, Zion Wolf. What a beautiful song.
Hey, Roy. Just listening to your Free Water rap song. I think it's kind of funny, though. Free water every single day. Kind of funny. Did you come up with those words? Or did
Everybody's singing to me today.
Those words, or did someone send them to you? Yeah. Either way, yeah.
It's all mine.
I'm going to make it my ringtone. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Do it. I should make that my ringtone for whenever my landlord calls me, because... Yeah, that happens a lot. Alright, that's enough of that. Let's see if the next voicemail is a bunch of singing.
Listen, bros. This is Sensei Dog Ungage.
Hey,
I see you
Sensei
walking to the post office, and you stress me with the snake eyes.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
You need to bow at me, okay? Listen to me. It's very serious. Very serious offense. You're not bowing to me.
I'm sorry, Sensei Doug. Sensei Doug.
You understand? So the next time I see you walking to the post office to ship up the phone with us clients, you better bow at me and stop winking your butt forward at me. Understand me?
I'll stop and say hello.
Also known as the guy they first called.
Without eye contact, and I'll bring you a Yingling. That's what I'll do.
Brat.
Show you.
But it's not really
friends.
That guy. You can call me the identity thief. Until next time, goodbye, honey baby.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Brad, do you have a Costco membership? Because you know you can get a 32-pack of Fiber One bars.
Whoa.
And if you eat one, it's okay. If you eat two, it's okay. But if you get three, you get major shits. And it'll help clean out your colon. I would recommend it.
Or I could buy a 32-pack of Fiber Bars and flush them down my toilet to see if they will flush. What a great idea. I don't have a Costco membership. I used to have one. I paid for 1 year, and I shopped there a few times, and it was just too crazy. It's too crowded. I don't like it, but I think I still have the Costco card in my wallet, because I've gone in there a few times since it's expired. That was like 6 or 7 years ago. They probably have new cards by now. But it works. I think I went in there last year. I flashed my card to them. They let me in. I don't remember why I went in there. Probably just a shoplift.
Hey, Roy. You know? It's Carson.
Hey, Carson.
It's my birthday today. I just finished listening to you.
I'm not going
to
say it.
Episode. Yeah, man, I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm gonna up my pledge on Patreon.
Do it.
Yeah, fuck you. That's all I have to say.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah. Thanks for slamming all those doors while you left your voicemail. And happy birthday, I guess I should say that, since you say you're gonna up your Patreon. So thank you.
Hey, Brad, this is
just for that.
You know, a listener calling in from New Orleans, except this time I'm calling in from North Little Rock,
yep.
Arkansas.
I see.
Where I am staying with my boyfriend.
Whoa.
Good work.
Mind blown.
Love the show. Cactus.
All right. Thanks for that voicemail. Thanks for letting me know where you usually call from and where you're currently calling from.
Hello?
Whoa. What? What was that? That was the same person's voicemail that we just heard. But there's a long pause.
Hello?
And then there's that. It's like his mom is picking up the extension. You need to tell your mom to shut the fuck up.
Whoa, boy, Roy. I'm fucking upside down now.
Oh,
listen.
Crap.
I've done really shit the bed this fucking time. I drank all the bees and I upped my fucking Patreon thing to $20. Which, that is like 3 hours of me getting...
You're getting ripped off.
...and fucked on by Algerians, Moroccans, and Puerto Ricans all day.
Yeah, but the show helps you deal with all of that. It makes you happy after you get screamed at.
Well, I cook crispy chicken wings and a bunch of bullshit. So, like, if you want to be really nice, You could send me a coin or something.
I could.
I don't know. You could do something. You could do something. I'm the patron saint of rage.
Okay.
And whatnot. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, send me a message on Patreon.
I don't give a fuck.
If you raised it.
I appreciate all you done for me.
Because you know what? I've done the envelopes already, as I said in the beginning of the show. It's all done. So if you just move to the $20 Patreon thing, I guess I can make an exception and still send you one, but you have to let me know. You have to send me a message on Patreon.
Ready? So
tell me.
You're a good man. You'll do what's right. Thank you, Roy.
Yeah, not unless you tell me. That's too much work otherwise, or really I'll just forget. is the problem.
Hey, Brad, this is Frank. On your next show, could you play Plastic Beach by TV's Kyle? You played that about a year ago, and I actually really like that song. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Play what, though? I couldn't understand hardly anything you said.
Hey, Brad, on your next show, could you play Plastic Beach by TV's Kyle?
Something by TV's Kyle. And it says in the translation thing here, transcription, classic beef patties. I don't know what that is. But I do, like, go over to thefump.com occasionally and just pick random music off of there that I don't know to play on the end of the show. Maybe call back in and request on a non-hobo phone that I can understand.
No, Roy. I want to know where to find that intro song about where you're singing Pussy Good, Pussy Sweet. And then there's that Bob Dabalina stuff. Like that intro. I looked and I couldn't find
it.
Yeah,
here, let me look. I'm going to look right now. I think I know exactly where it is. I'm going to find it just for you. It's by Henrik. Pussy good. There it is. Pussy sweet. Pussy good. Good enough to eat. Pussy good. Pussy sweet. Pussy good. Good enough to eat. Someday it's going to pay off. I'll keep trying. Okay, that's enough of that. That's one of my favorites of Henrik's. I think he should put that up on his Patreon at patreon.com/almosthenrik. But I don't think it's there, so I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. I'm linking it right now, so it's there just for you, so you can download it. Hopefully Henrik doesn't mind. Here, I'll put a link to his Patreon right after that, so he doesn't get angry at me. Even though he's disappeared, nobody knows where he went. He used to be in the Discord every day, and now he's just gone. Come back, Henrik. We miss you. Look at that. He hasn't posted in a month now. But there you go. Links are in the show notes if you want to download that song. You better hurry, because when too many people download something off of my Dropbox, Dropbox sends me an email and says, hey, too many people are downloading this. We're breaking the link on it.
I don't know how to use Google, damn it, but I looked on the website and I couldn't find the intro where you were singing the lyrics.
Sorry.
All right. Bye, Roy.
Sorry. There you go. It's in the show notes. If the link breaks, just send me an email. And I will send it to you through an email.
Hey, Brad, it's Tommy Earth H again. Almost said my real name.
Holy crap.
When are you going to do paintings again? I love those. Those are so funny. I know everyone gets tired of them because you do them so much, I guess, or when you do them. But
yeah,
if you could do those again, like the wonder. I love when you say, yeah, just under your car, fixing something, or cutting. I think that's so funny, the concept of being under someone's car, fixing it, and they just freak out, so.
Yeah.
Keep doing that again. I put them out.
I miss those too.
They're all be from Wisconsin, but no, nah, man.
Oh, you're the Wisconsin guy. Yeah, I miss carding calls. I really don't know if I'm going to do them this year. I know I only half-assed did them this previous year, and it was for good reasons. Mainly because that particular prank kind of I don't know, gets the police called way too much, and that's the last thing I need right now. But last year I had Carlito do it for me instead. And I was hoping that he would do a bunch of them, and Dwight would do a bunch of them, and all the other prank callers could just share the numbers and do tons of them. And I did a few of them last year, just not as many as I usually do. So I don't know what's going to happen this year. Don't hate me, everyone, if Ding Timber does not happen. This year will definitely not be like a non-stop Ding Timber like it has been in previous years. But I'm sure more car dings will happen. By the way, Ding Timber is in September of every year. That's when we generally do them. And also, I have that general prank line now. Like, if you want to put notes out on cars, I'm not stopping you. I set up a phone number on Google. It's called the prank line. It's area code 508-784-6969. And that's just for anything that anybody wants to send to that number. Like, for a while, I think that's the number that was getting all of those Walmart photo center phone calls. Or were those coming to my normal voicemail? I think that's the reason I made the prank line, so people would stop sending shit to my voicemail. But I do try to keep an eye on the prank line, and maybe it would be a better idea for people to just do a note every once in a while instead of hundreds of notes all over the place in a single city.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey.
Just wanted to say I'm really looking forward to that show that you announced with you and Olga. You and Olga doing a show together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good
all
show.
All of our dreams come true.
Yep.
And also, I can't wait, you know, So that show's going to come out, and I'm sure it's going to come out right after the Joy Bubbles documentary. Remember when you were promoting that? You donated your
$25? Yeah, what the fuck happened to that?
I just can't wait until it gets released. Oh, I'm so excited. It's only been since 2014, Brad.
I know.
2014, 4 years. 4 years!
See, they're taking their time. It's like me promising the new episode of Telephone Falls 4 years ago, and then it just never happens. Settle down, Crimson. I'm looking on the Joy Bubbles Twitter right now, and the last thing that was posted was 1 year ago. And it's just an article about Mr. Rogers. Here, let's look on Kickstarter, because that's where I supported him at. Let's see where the Joy Bubbles documentary is at. Looks like they raised $16,000, and there are 26 updates, and the last update was in 2015. What the hell? Holy crap, Crimson just reminded me that I totally got ripped off. No, I'm not saying that. I'm sure it'll happen eventually, but man, it's been almost 3 years now since we've had an update. It talks about the people that they have interviewed lately. Stay tuned for more updates in 2016, and that was the last one. And people in the comments are saying, hey, no updates in a while. Any news? So hopefully that happens. It wasn't just a big trick.
Hey, Roy, it's St. Pepe, ultimate dickhead and founder of the Church of Dick.
Hey,
I just wanted to call you at my most sober moment possible, which is right after work before I enter the bar.
That's great.
Because I know I've been leaving lots of drunk, fucked up messages, holding my phone upside down, acting like a fool.
It's you.
I just want to let you know that I, in the last few months, have breeze through at least 100 episodes of the Snowplow Show, or whatever it's called. And
Snowplow.
Yeah, I think that would constitute that I'm enjoying it. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Roy.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it. All right. Maybe I'll call you in 3 hours and it'll make less sense.
Okay.
Right. Good night.
Make sure you leave like 50 voicemails all in a row. Now, that's awesome. 100 episodes in a month, or in the last few months. That's 100 hours of your time that I've wasted. Best prank ever.
Hey, Roy. It's the one of your fans from before.
Hello.
Sorry about the long voice message last time.
Why can't you say your name?
I know that incites nerd rage. Hey,
it's okay.
I just discovered this app called W-A-K-I-E, I guess Wakey or whatever.
Oh,
it connects
yeah.
you with a random person on the phone.
I tried that out a couple years ago. And it was kind of fun. Like, I was the person that woke up a few people, and I had nice little conversations with random people, and I was going to review that on this show. That was in my show notes forever, and I just never got around to it. I don't know what happened. I know I stopped using it, because every time I would connect to somebody, it would just be some foreign guy, because, you know, I'm racist and stuff.
You know,
but
by topic.
A little awkward.
So, I discovered this and decided it'd be annoying, and I copied Carlito. And I've been trying to convince random people all over the world that I'm actually a talking cat. So I thought you'd like to check it out for your prank show.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's just,
I should.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody in Paris. Whatever, you know. So you can annoy people on a new
Paris
plane
talk.
Of hilarity.
That's what it is.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I should try that out again. It's been at least over a year since I've tried it out, deleted it from my phone. That could be fun. I could be like, hey, this is Roy from the Wakey corporate office. You've been violating our terms of service. Yeah, how have I not done that yet? They'll fall for it because they just woke up.
What's up, Brad? It's Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Hey, man, just listened to your last show. Hilarious whenever you called the pizza place and the owner of the dojo was there. What are the odds? Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I just want to say good job with the show, and I want to give you a recommendation, man. If you were looking for anything you'd listen to, found this new show called Where the Creek Meets the Iron on iTunes. Hilarious stuff. Check it out.
I didn't
right.
understand
Bye, Brad.
Any of that. What did he say?
And I want to give you a recommendation, man. If you were looking for anything you'd listen to, I found this new show called Where the Creek Meets the Iron on iTunes.
He wants me to listen to a show called something about iron-ons.
Great stuff. Check it out. All right. Bye, Brad.
Now we'll never know. Somebody find the podcast about iron-ons. It sounds great. That's all for today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Nagler, for sponsoring today's show. If you're not a supporter of the show, you should be. Go over to patreon.com/phonelosers. And just $5 a month gets you a bunch of extra shows, at least one show per week, usually, sometimes two. I think last week I recorded video of one of the shows and only put it on Patreon, so there's that, I guess. Remember the clown set coins, the links in the show notes on snowplowshow.com, or just go to kickstarter.com and search for clown sex. And that's it. Bye, everyone. You know, since I can't figure out which track by TV's Kyle that guy was talking about in the voicemails, instead of playing a song on the end of today's show, I'm going to play the first, 10 minutes or so of the podcast that I was on, the Anti-Social Engineering podcast, because last time I did a show, I told you to go listen to that, and it wasn't even out yet because Riley's a fucking idiot. He didn't even have it up yet by the time I posted the show, but now it's out there, so you can listen to it. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Or maybe I'll just play the entire thing. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll play the entire thing on the end of today's show. I'm going to do that right now. So, you know, you don't have to bother going over to Riley's Patreon or his SoundCloud or any of his dumb sites. Just listen to it right here on the Snowplow Show. Here it is. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I can hear you now, too.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Did you leave your wife yet?
I haven't.
Damn it.
I need somebody to do my laundry.
That's true. Can Carol come on with me?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
She's just there the whole time waiting.
Of course.
Fade into the intro.
If her boyfriend wants to fuck her in those bleachers, he can give her a rest.
Hey, yo, I'm coming through your speakers with this bomb-ass rap. To tell you to get in the zone, check your podcast app. Type in the search bar, Anti-Social Engineering, to subscribe to these guys for the dopeness that you're hearing. We got Riley and Jeff, and they highly invest in providing the best times to lighten your stress. They be inviting guests, so tell Space Ghost to take notes. Always working hard, these ain't no lame hosts, and they ain't broke. Nah, bro, they make bucks. They always on the grind when they driving in they lace truck. And say stuff to have you feeling compelled to hear from this bell, realness just like eating and kill. I mean it for real. And you can say that I told you, the quick to whoop your ass like Vegeta and Goku. It's so true, being this dope ain't easy. Teaming up just like Mario and Luigi. For Sheezy, composite knowledge is a must. So it's obvious that lots of topics get discussed. Just come chill with us and I'm sure you'll soon agree, after listening to this episode of ASD.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Anti-Social Engineering. I'm Jeff.
I'm Riley, and today we have Brad Carter, no relation to Jimmy, in case you were wondering, from the Phone Losers of America.
Hello. Thanks for bringing up memories of grade school where everyone asked if I'm related to Jimmy Carter.
Did that actually happen a lot?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I hated it.
The PLA is a corporate terrorism group based out of Roy, New Mexico.
Basically a gang.
And Brad is the host of the telephone meme podcast, The Snowplow Show.
Yep, yep.
The telephone meme?
It's a telephone meme podcast. Yeah, that's the category.
Okay.
Plus Snowplow Show repairs and tips, maintenance tips.
Yeah, lots of that.
What?
It's about snowplows.
Oh, okay. I get you now. It's all coming together.
That's something to edit. You're welcome.
I'll leave that in. Just do that as a cold open.
So how's it going, Brad?
Oh, you know, pretty good. Hanging in there. Taking it one day at a time. It's pretty warm up here in the Situation Room. Small talk, small talk.
Small talk.
Small talk, small talk.
Got the fan. All right, Jeff. Got the fan running.
What's up?
Our weeks. What did? So I haven't talked to you very much this week. Just podcast planning stuff.
Yeah.
Been pretty busy. Make any life-changing decisions this week?
Yeah. I decided I'm not going to buy my house that I'm living in right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I decided that the money that I have stashed away in my savings account would be better to pay off loans that I have.
Yeah.
And get those out of the way, and then hopefully buy a house in a couple of years where I could buy one that doesn't require as much work as this one does.
Yeah.
I've heard that houses are stupid investments, and you should take all that money and put it in some weird bank thing, like whatever, IRA. I don't know. I'm not a real adult, but...
Roth IRAs?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. But
I've been doing a lot of research on financial stuff, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got like $14,000 in my bank account just sitting there waiting until I buy this house, but it's like I have a credit card that I could pay off. I have cars that I could pay off. I could buy me a little car to where I'm not driving my big ass truck that gets 13 miles a gallon.
Yeah. And then after that, any studio upgrades you'd want to look into? Can always get not a mixer, right? An interface we need.
I don't think any of that money is going to go to anything for me.
No, you have a wife.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
She's going to buy curtains.
Probably.
And dresses blue ones and that shoes. Match
the rest of the interior.
Yeah, she's trying to get blue everything for some reason. But yeah, that's pretty much my week.
I owned a home once. I had to do all sorts of maintenance and repairs. Get a roof, bunch of bullshit. I love having an apartment.
Did you use Roy's Roofing Co. for that?
No, it wasn't around yet. This is back, back in the early 2000s.
Ah, that's fair.
Fuck home ownership. I love being in apartments now.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have no desire to own a home. I don't want to do yard work. Every apartment I get, I make sure there's no yard work included.
That's true. Yard work sucks.
In another 5 years, I'm going to be living in a van.
Down by the river?
Maybe. I don't know.
Somewhere it's going to be a moat.
Steady diet of government cheese.
It's going to be a mobile situation.
Yeah, an RV. I'll get like an RV, like from Breaking Bad, and just put a studio in there.
I got a trailer for sale.
It's true.
I'm going to be one of those weird old people that just travel around the country in a van.
That sounds terrible. Awesome. Have you ever lived in a trailer or a RV?
I lived in a like a little hatchback car for a little while.
Oh.
Nice.
Not quite the same.
Trailers are a little better if you look at it from that point of view.
A little better.
Yeah, not as good a gas mileage, but whatever.
I'm pretty sure with that trailer, I get terrible gas mileage.
Yeah, because you have the kind you have to pull around. You can't just drive away in. See, what's the point in that?
Well, even an RV is fucking ridiculous gas mileage.
Yeah, they're heavy. You put all your things you own in them.
Not to mention, they're not necessarily aerodynamic.
Speaking of trailers, like, what's with your horse trailer? Like, you told this big story about a horse trailer. And, like, why? Like, why are you getting a horse trailer?
Wife has horses.
Oh, okay. You left that part out. And then, like, why did she have buyer's remorse? Like, where did that come from? It seemed like it was all right.
I don't actually know. I didn't really understand it.
It was a very frustrating episode for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I left so much out. I thought I covered most of it.
Yeah, maybe you mentioned horses. I may have been distracted.
Maybe you're just not that avid of a listener, because I'm pretty sure we've talked about how my wife has horses before.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that could be it.
But she has horses, and she needs a horse trailer, but for some reason she decided that this wasn't the horse trailer that she wanted, and we've been trying to save money as much as possible and get like an emergency fund so that way we don't have to have a credit card or anything.
Yeah.
And we've got probably $700 for our emergency fund, and she just blew almost all of it to buy this horse trailer and kind of set us all the way back to zero.
You have $14,000.
Now I know.
But that's not an emergency fund. That was to buy a house.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, if an emergency happened, I have
to call an audible, man.
But
we've already established that houses are stupid.
Yeah. Clearly, you can't buy a house now.
Live in an apartment. Do some cool bank investment things. Better investment.
I like having a house.
Well, rent a house.
You're like, yeah, rent a house.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And hopefully the house that I'm living in, they'll let me just keep renting it for a while.
Even though they want to sell it.
Even though they want to sell it. So we're kind of hoping that they'll let me rent it, but who knows? They might not. I might be homeless next week. Who knows?
A couple years ago, a tree fell on my house here, like in this room, and I'm just like, I don't care. Landlord's problem. It's nice.
Yeah, but that's why you have insurance and home warranties.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's included in the rent.
I had a home warranty like on water. My house that I had bought in Idaho, and the air conditioner went out, and I just called the lady and I'm like, hey, my air conditioner's out. It's like, okay. And they fixed it. I paid $100.
See, at an apartment complex, I can't even get them to turn the heater off in the summer.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's
I'm pretty sure I've already lost like 10 pounds in just sweat.
Just in water weight. Yeah. It's hefty, man. We always have the windows open.
I wish I'd have known that. I would have brought like a different shirt besides my very heavy black work shirt.
Yeah.
With an undershirt underneath it.
That's fair.
Riley so that doesn't communicate these things.
So your week is a lack of communication on my side. and looking at new financial opportunities.
Yeah.
Brad's week is being frustrated at your lack of ability to tell a story. And
I didn't say that. I wasn't trying to say that. I'm just, I just was confused about mainly the remorse. I didn't understand where the remorse came from because that was just out of nowhere.
Yeah. I never regret anything, so I don't understand people who do.
No regrets.
You know, when you've worked hard to save money or you work hard at something and then like all of a sudden you just throw it down the tubes for 5 minutes of excitement or something.
Oh, it's a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was okay with the trailer. It was just the money. I see now.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. I thought we got a pretty good deal with the trailer. I thought we could fix it up a little bit. It didn't take much work to fix it. It was mostly cosmetic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we could fix that.
Now it looks nice. It's like put together or?
Oh, no, we sold it.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah, we
okay.
Got rid of it.
Oh, see, that feels like a follow-up to the story. You should have led with that.
Oh, yeah, we sold it this week.
That should have been part of your week. What are you doing?
I sold the horse trailer that my wife really okay. wanted and then didn't want and then hated. And then now it's gone.
There we go. Does that give you closure, Brad?
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Is there
that.
Anything else you need to know about the trailer?
No, that pretty much does it for me. Well, did you get the same amount of money back? Did you lose a little bit?
Oh, we lost money. Absolutely lost money.
That sucks. I've done that.
I'm pretty sure we lost about $200.
Nice. And that whole day you spent rewiring.
And the whole day that I spent rewiring the trailer.
Nice.
It was so stupid.
Hey, that's what we all like to do as entrepreneurs. Aren't you happy? Make less money for more time.
But you're happy to know that somebody out there right now is enjoying your wiring job. Like, you made a difference. It's like
maybe. I don't know.
Volunteer work.
I'm sure she's happy. Stark. She's like, man, I just fucked that guy. Not only did I not pay as much as they did, but they also rewired it and transferred the title over to a Nevada title instead of a Utah title, which it was. It was fucking stupid.
You got memed on pretty hard.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad, but, you know, here we are.
Nice. All right. Well, so I figure we would interrupt the flow of things, right? So instead of have a main topic, of course, an interview with Brad. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask Brad? I have five of them.
I do have a question.
This is scary.
What does RBC stand for?
RBC stands for Red Box Chicken. Actually, it's RBCP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I really, like, should I go into detail about?
I just want to know what the acronym means.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was originally my name back around 1990.
Blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
No, I've had a change of heart. I guess I won't play the entire thing on this show. But if you want to hear the rest of it, go to the show notes on snowplowshow.com or on the YouTube or wherever. And there will be a link to the Anti-Social Engineering podcast where you can listen to the April 27th, 2018 episode. Okay, that's the end of the show for real this time. Bye, everyone.
Stop flushing non-poop down the toilet.